Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If we do it 70 or 80 more times, we'll probably nail it. What was that? Oh, it was basketball. I swear to God, if you guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
I forgot about that movie.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's a fantastic movie. This is Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. The telephone number 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily.
We should start a basketball club. Let's bring it back.
In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Let's go to Tom in California. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I heard that it's very emotional. Once you get in low Earth orbit, that it's a really interesting experience just to look down at Earth. And I was wondering if someone might sneak some drugs on the space shuttle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, some people use drugs to enhance their music-making ability.
Right.
And maybe they could send someone up there, an artist, and try and
get them high and then make them write a song or something. I'll volunteer. You want to send me into space and get me high? I'll write a song while I'm up there. It's fine.
I mean, that would be a wild trip.
I mean, technically, once you leave the Earth's atmosphere, you are really high already.
Yeah.
Technically.
I guess I'm trying to think of like the cost benefit analysis, right? Space tourism is what, you know, tens of millions of dollars to send people who want to go up there, you know, and then so you're going to spend that kind of money as a tourist. You're like, you know what? I'm going to try to get this joint through security.
right.
And also, like, no refunds, man. Like,
yep. Was it worth it?
Tom, your thoughts?
You know, well, they monitor your heartbeat when you're up there and stuff. But I was thinking you could start up with a couple of tequila sunrise. You know, and
pre-game.
Move into whatever your drug of choice may happen to be. That's all.
Sounds like a good time. Thanks for calling.
For science.
We appreciate you, Paul. Let's move right on. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I did. I'm looking around at different townhomes and so forth, and the one that I noticed is that the newer ones, the new townhomes are just two units put together, sharing a wall.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much phased out. The old ones were like four units,
right.
The older ones. So I guess that wasn't flying too well with the ones in the middle. They probably have like two neighbors on both sides, and they don't have that window on the one side.
Right. So townhomes and both types that you're describing, whether it's one building with two units or one building with four, six units, whatever it is, they only differ from apartments in name, right? Because apartments are kind of the same thing. I've seen apartment complexes where there's just a bunch of buildings with two units all next to each other.
I've heard people use the term condo here as well.
Right. Condominiums are where you sort of own it, but you're subject to a homeowners association, so you own an apartment. The British equivalent would be a flat. I own a flat.
Okay, but right? The building that they're describing, right, where I'm from, we would call a townhouse.
Townhouses usually have two levels, generally speaking.
And I heard the opposite about condos. Because in Hawaii, the condos are like high-rises.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know,
I've lived in both condos and townhomes, and, I mean, they're basically apartments. Sarah, I have a question for you. If one of these buildings that takes multiple units and puts them together, whether it's two units, four units, 12 units, whatever it is, if it's putting these units together, shouldn't they be called togetherments?
I don't know about that. I don't know what the difference is, but they are different from apartments. Is that apartments, you got neighbors on top of you, below you, beside you, they're just like...
Right, but nobody's really like apart. They're together.
Well, not necessarily, because some apartments, especially around here where we have a lot of older homes that are converted into apartments, yeah. Sometimes it's just like three or four apartments in one building.
Keeps your neighbors apart.
Yeah. Right.
But they're all together in the same house.
What I'm talking about, these condos that you're sharing a wall, what they do is they put the garage together. That's what I've noticed. And they have that half a bathroom. They try to put the bathrooms in the same wall. And maybe at the most they're sharing a kitchen wall, like kitchen cabinets.
Right. They usually try and put the kitchen and the bathroom, what we call mirror image, and that's for ease of running the plumbing, also ease of maintenance on the plumbing. So if something goes wrong, they only have to access one area to do any repairs or maintenance that's required on the plumbing. So generally when you walk into these things, they will be mirror images of each other just from an engineering perspective.
Right. My question is, do they have a better technology as soundproofing the walls? What, you lived in those townhomes, so what is it like? What do they do now?
Well, so it depends on the builder, and it depends on how much money the investor is spending. There is technology, very advanced technology, to do sound reinforcement to prevent all sorts of things. Like, there are apartment buildings, condos likely, more so than apartments or townhomes, where they do the adequate amount of sound reinforcement where you can't hear your neighbor walk on the floor above you or on the wall next to you if you share, like, that mirror image, if you're sharing a kitchen wall or a living room wall with a neighbor, something like that. There are techniques to do that. They are expensive, of course, and these things, as you know, are investments really just designed for you to pay rent, and so they don't care how thin how thin the walls are, normally speaking.
No, but you could own these. You own the property. Well, we're going to buy. We already bought one.
Yeah.
We own the property below, and then we own the building. So it does will go up in a value. Richard bought one.
Yeah, so then if you own it, even if you own just like one condo inside of a building.
In the complex.
Technically speaking, you own everything inside of it. And that means you can paint, you can, you know, take a wall out if it's not load-bearing, you can put a door in if there's not one there, stuff like that. But generally, you can't modify the structure. So could you rip out all of the drywall and do some sound reinforcement properly, what they call float a room? You could definitely do that. It would be super expensive for you to do so.
And you're going to lose square footage as well, right? Because you're going to have to add...
A little bit, yeah. Because in order to get sound reinforcement, you have to add space between solid wall structures. So floating a room consists of just building a smaller room inside of a large room, leaving some space in between with a couple of solid surfaces. This is acoustics.
Yo, dog, I heard you like your room.
Yeah.
So we put a room in your room to keep your neighbors out.
Are those walls like those cheap apartments, like the low-income apartments, just like a one brick wall between each other? You hear everything?
Likely not even brick. It's just 2x4s, some drywall, and some insulation.
But that's what you get when you go to low-income housing.
Well, you know what? I used to hear the couple next to me going at it quite a bit.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, the bedroom walls right next to it. Well, obviously, I did not say nothing.
Then it turns into a competition.
Yeah, it's that wall that you're talking about, the cheap, the 2x4 walls, you know what I mean? And then we have the bedroom right next to each other. So I'm thinking the condos have to put more money into it. They cannot have walls like that.
Well, in my opinion on the matter is I think condos are kind of a scam. Not only do you have to be, you know, in the HOA and have to pay all these fees, but it's kind of marketed as like, you're buying this. This is your house.
Yeah.
But it's not a house. I remember I had a client who was like, we bought a home. Like, they were so excited to be first-time homeowners. And I'm not really trying to diss them or anything. It's great that, you know, condo, whatever, that worked for them. But I pulled up, and I'm like, this is an apartment.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's a condo, and you own it.
Right.
But this is, it's a long line of building. I mean, it was really long, and there's just different units. It's essentially no different than living in an apartment. You still, your neighbors are right there. It's not really... a house. Yeah, it's a condo, but it's like, okay, you own this, but do you really own it? Because you can get thrown out. You can't do what you want with your property. It's not your property. All you own is that
is what
the actual condo.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Some people prefer it.
Sarah, thanks for the call.
Much better than renting an apartment.
Yeah.
And you don't have to deal with, you know, the other
maintenance of homeowners, like snow removal and stuff.
You don't have to do that, right? You don't have to mow the lawn or anything like
that. Right, to mow the lawn, to remove the snow.
Covered by the condo.
But also, like, you can't do things often like hang a flag. Right? Yeah. Those things will be against the association. So know what you're getting into. More Free Talk Live is coming up, 603-283-6.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and home. School my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And this is where we are. If Talk Live. What's the number?
603-283-6160.
Nice. Well done. If you want to call, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. I need to tell you about ForkFest 2023. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Camp. 7th annual?
Mm-hmm.
Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is happening after ForkFest this year. The last couple of years, ForkFest was after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This year, ForkFest is before. It's gone back to the pre-party, the pre-funk, if you will, before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you need to do is to reserve your campsite, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. where you can connect with other attendees. You can also find the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest Forum, all at ForkFest.party. We hope to see you there again, ForkFest.party. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Mr. Jason Henza calling from, where are you at, Arizona?
I'm in Arizona right now. I'm calling to talk about the grid down situation as far as spending Bitcoin or what kind of currency we'd use and stuff like that. It kind of triggered the thought that I was reading in the comments up on one of your broadcasting channels here online. Okay. And I work for Anarchapoco every year, and I beam internet into the middle of the jungle. So there's no internet source anywhere, so I do a site-to-site microwave beaming internet.
Nice.
Going into the jungle with several routers all over the grounds where I do it from, with several antennas. And in fact, like, when people are making Bitcoin transactions into that jungle, nowhere near any kind of internet transmission, it actually travels more than 20 kilometers away to go ahead and complete the Bitcoin transactions in that area.
So is what you're doing known as mesh networking?
Yes.
Okay.
Just we set up a mesh network in the jungle, which is pretty awesome. I'm actually, you know, very excited about that kind of technology, that we're just able to go out in the middle of nowhere and just beam the internet in and be able to use it whenever we want.
That sounds awesome. How do you power these routers? Solar?
Yeah, I actually have a 300-watt solar power on my van. On site, we actually have grid power,
mm-hmm.
but these are routers. They don't take a lot of power to power them up, so like it's not a ton of juice that we're running through it. So it'd take like maybe 100 watt or something like that max.
Does weather affect the performance?
In my experience, no. Maybe on a rare occasion when the rain is really, really like coming down, you might get a delay or a lag in the internet speeds. But usually, generally, we'll get 100 megabits up and 100 megabits down. And, you know, it's pretty solid. It's very awesome.
So I guess I hear you, and I don't know if this – I don't know what that does in a grid-down situation, right?
Because oh, right. So, yeah, like there was just – you know, in war-stricken areas, you have spots where internet and power's out and stuff like that. You can actually – beam or broadcast in internet signals if you want to. And if it's out down for a long period of time,
right,
people will have the ability to recover and actually use the tools around them to set it up.
There's the detractors, right. The detractors and the hard money people, the cash is king people, will, you know, will always say, like, well, what happens if the electricity and the internet just gets turned off? Then what are you going to do?
I think everyone's going to be a problem because they're all going to be trying to spend their plastic cards and they're not going to swipe and no one's going to get any transactions.
Right. That's always been my response was, well, you got bigger problems in that case, right? Like cash isn't going to do much because most of the banking system is, you know, digital anyway.
Yeah. If you're down for a really long time, bullets will be accepted for currency and probably general grains for food and stuff like that. But like, yeah, it's just ridiculous to think that everyone's going to carry around dollars and be able to circulate dollars into, you know, everyday transactions. It won't be worth anything if everything
goes down. But even the mesh networking, right, requires an exit node somewhere to connect to the rest of that, to the greater, grander internet. So it's great that you can beam it in and beam it out, right? But if the internet itself is cut off, right, like the underground cables, right, then you're stuck with your local, your local network, however big that mesh network is, to communicate with each other, and however far you can expand that, tower to tower, beam to beam.
It would be almost impossible to shut down the entire internet in the way that people imagine it. It would take an act of cosmos like proportion. We would have to have like a comet hit the earth for the internet to go down. To be honest with you,
well, they're already planning contingencies for that.
The powers that be, people always like theorize that the elite are going to shut down everything to control the population and kill us all off and stuff like that. They lose all their power if they shut down the internet, and it's just kind of silly to think.
Well, and the other thing about the internet is that all the internet is a whole bunch of smaller devices connected via data, right? Whether it's wireless or wired. And so let's just say that some governments, the United States, for example, had a way to turn off the existing internet.
Like China or North Korea, perhaps?
Right. Well, all that needs happen is people put up a whole bunch. You decentralize the internet, right? And now you've got communities putting up all their own mesh networks, like Jason's talking about, and you connect them all to each other. And that is the new internet.
For them, with much less access than the greater internet in total.
Well, currently, but at some point, all of that technology continues to grow, right? More people develop and come up with solutions for speeds and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's already there. It's already a technology that exists, right? So if somebody did have like a magic switch to turn it off, it wouldn't be that difficult to build a new network and then call that the next internet or something like that.
Absolutely. In principle, generally, yes. But in China, right, the Great Firewall of China is a thing. And so the vast majority of the population doesn't access the whole internet.
Right.
They access China's smaller internet.
Right.
Right. And there are the small percentage of hackers and enthusiasts that are able to penetrate the firewall and get the real information from the rest of the world. Right. But if, a country can do that, and again, you're talking about, libertarian-sized, activists being able to access the real thing, the rest of the people are shut out. And there's no good way or easy way around that. How are they going to get the information on how to build a mesh network?
Well,
if they're cut off from access to that information.
What that does is it creates a value proposition, right? The people who have the access, have the knowledge, have the ability, now become more valuable, and now they can market their products and services to those who don't.
Maybe, because you got to be careful about that in places like China.
Of course, it's all underground. It would be underground here in the United States, too. So.
Okay.
It basically says on the internet right now they just use VPNs to get around the Great Firewall of China.
Right.
I'm wondering, so that would actually work, just using a VPN? That just seems like such a simple solution to a big problem.
Do you have more to say, Jason?
That sounds like a simple solution. No, we're all good, guys. You have a great night.
Hey, thanks for the call, brother. Talk to you soon. Jason Henze, everybody, from HBO's The Anarchists. If you haven't seen that, it's a good show. I enjoyed it. 603-283-6160. What would you do with your cryptocurrency in a grid down situation? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A man in San Francisco's Mission District went on a destructive joyride when he hijacked a city bus and attacked its driver during Thanksgiving weekend. The erratic driver sped through the streets and swerved into opposite lanes before coming to rest on a Friday night. Suspect was identified as Ricky Renee Dancy, 34. Donald Trump called rapper Kanye West a seriously troubled man who just happens to be black after the ex-president was roasted for a meeting this week with the embattled hip-hop star and a white nationalist. The 76-year-old Trump dined with West and white nationalist Nick Fuentes, both of whom are under fire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Grab a crayon, write it on your firstborn's forehead, whatever you got to do, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We've been talking about all sorts of fun stuff tonight. Grid down, Bitcoin, drugs in space, Antifa. What else did we talk about? Black Friday, possible railroad strike. We talked about the United Nations seems to own outer space, according to the treaty.
Sons of people, man.
So we were talking about drugs in space. If your drugs go missing, who do you blame?
The rats.
In New York, anyway. Or, no, I'm sorry, India? Is this India as in the country or Indian as in, like, a reservation? Let's see.
Probably the country.
It looks that way. Police blame rats for missing cannabis.
Oh, I've heard this one before. Ridiculous.
Indian officers claim rodents ate hundreds of kilograms of cannabis stored as evidence.
That's how you knew it was the Indian Indians.
I was thinking New York because... Oh, right, yeah. I was thinking New York because what city has the largest rats and rat problem?
Well,
How do I exclude tyrants from the term rats? I don't know how to do that. It's impossible to separate the two. Well, never mind then. I guess there's no difference.
All right.
Indian police service officials have pointed to fearless mice as being the culprits responsible
fearless
for the disappearance of hundreds of kilograms.
Not even rats.
Hey, Hey, rats want to get high too, man.
Some people distinguish between mice and rats. I understand.
Yeah, I do distinguish between the two.
Okay.
Mice are way better than rats. Like, if you own a house and you have mice, that's one thing. If you own a house and you have rats, that's a whole different thing, man.
Okay.
I actually know people right now, as we speak, that are selling their house because they found a rat. And they were like, well, you know, it's like, might as well set the whole thing on fire. Like, we're selling it and we're buying a condo.
Burn it down. Yeah. Build a new one.
True story.
Yeah. Mice are a different thing. There's treatments for that. And, you know, exterminators have techniques. And, you know, you can do things to your house to sort of get... It's New Hampshire. Most places, there are mice. They exist.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, they're around. But in a big city like New York, where you have, like, sewer rats the size of small dogs.
Yeah, okay. No thanks.
Like, Jesus, man. Like, no, these things are, like, heinous looking.
Is that the fundamental difference in your mind when you separate it? Just the size of the rodent?
Longer tails.
Yes. Yeah, so
totally different.
It's kind of like the difference between an alligator and a crocodile.
Okay.
Right? If you look at one and you don't know how to spot the difference, you're going to be like, I don't know what that is.
I'm going to run from either.
Yeah.
All right.
So, at any rate, this has me thinking of the rats of NIMH, right? Where, like, the rats gained sentience because they were experimented on in labs for, like, how to make people smarter or whatever. And so now they want to get high. And so they figured out how to steal weed from the Indian authorities.
We're moving to a marijuana farm.
The unusual explanation came after a... I mean, I suspect this is BS, right? I suspect this is an authoritarian,
that was my general. Yeah.
An authoritarian at, like, a police station or something, evidence locker, and the police have taken it themselves and probably otherwise turned around and sold it or benefited from it in some way if they didn't smoke it themselves.
The irony, though, is it's costing them prosecutions, right? Because they lost, the evidence is gone by the time they get to court.
The unusual explanation came after a court in Uttar Pradesh State had asked law enforcement on Saturday to produce the confiscated marijuana for several ongoing drug cases dating back to 2018. Police reportedly responded by stating they couldn't provide the full amount because rats had destroyed 195 kilograms of cannabis in one case.
How would that even work, man? Just go buy another bag of weed and take that to court. Like, can you really tell the difference?
Well, so either the evidence people are in on it and, you know, have removed it, otherwise sold it or whatever, or the people that are prosecuting paid off somebody to get rid of it and said, I don't care what you tell them. And they're like, well, I guess we'll tell them the mice took it.
So I was once in court as the defendant for selling cigarettes to a minor, which I did. And they, you know, had witnesses to testify to that.
Yeah.
But they left a pack of cigarettes in the evidence locker at the police station, apparently thinking that I was going to plea out in some form or fashion.
Huh.
And the look on the judge's face when he had to declare me not guilty, as he scowled at the prosecutor for such an oversight, was phenomenal. Right, but at the same time, if they had just run down to the convenience store and picked out another pack of Cools and brought it up, like, how would I know?
Right?
And how would they know? It wouldn't have mattered. So...
Interesting. The rodents, they said, had also eaten some of the evidence in another case involving 386 kilograms of the drug. Rats are tiny animals, and they have no fear of the police, law enforcement officials said, stating that it's difficult to protect the drug from them.
It's my spirit animal, all of a sudden.
Oh, my gosh.
Are rats anarchists? Right?
I guess so.
Mathura Public Prosecutor Ranveer Singh further explained that there is no place in the police station where the cannabis could be safe from rats.
Guess I'm going to have to take it home, boss.
That's really not true. Like,
just keep it in my place.
I know people that have mice and rats, and they keep, you know, we'll call them prep supplies, food, water, right, that kind of thing, in these big old plastic bins that have the lids that seal tight.
Sure.
Right? Or the 5-gallon buckets where they hermetically seal them on the inside and then do the seal on the outside as well.
Or how about a vault of some kind?
A vault, yeah. So.
Just no place, boss. I'm sorry. We just can't put this weed anywhere.
Yeah, sorry. The rats are just permeating everywhere. Judge Sanjay Chowdhury conceded that police did not have the expertise to deal with such tiny rodents and noted that some 700 kilograms of marijuana seized by law enforcement is currently lying in police stations in the Mathura district, and that all of it was in danger of infestation by rats. The judge went on to suggest the only way to protect the cannabis from such fearless mice was to auction it off to drug research labs and medicine firms.
Sure.
And send the proceeds to government.
Also, if they can't even deal with mice, why are we trusting these people to serve and protect and uphold justice or whatever?
We're police. We lack the expertise to deal with small rodents.
And ironically, they're going to send it to a lab where the rodents are already in cages.
Right. Like, get some peppermint oil, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's not that hard.
But then, of course, send the money to back the government. Right. So the government wins, you lose.
Yeah.
Per usual.
The good thing is you don't get prosecuted, right? But you don't have your drugs.
The court has now ordered the police to find a way to deal with the rat menace and produce evidence that the rodents did indeed destroy the 581 kilograms of marijuana reportedly worth 6 million Indian rupees or $7,341.
Instead of a canine unit, they're going to have a feline unit. Patrol in the office.
Wasn't there There was a black and white show back in the day called The Rat Patrol.
Okay.
It was about, like, some military dudes, you know, a battalion or something out in the desert.
Okay.
Right? And, like, their adventures, you know, what they'd have to do. Now, this gives new meaning to Rat Patrol. A similar case occurred in 2018 in Argentina when 8 police officers were fired after they blamed mice for the disappearance of half a ton of cannabis from the police warehouse. Their claims were dismissed after forensic experts pointed out that it was unlikely that the animals would confuse the drug with food, and there would have been a lot of corpses found in the warehouse if the mice did consume the marijuana.
I don't know about that.
Mice know how to eat in moderation.
I don't know that you can mice OD from marijuana.
So.
I don't think anybody can. Humans certainly can't, that's for sure. 603-283-6160. Do you know if mice, rats, can OD on cannabis? Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segments of this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Rich and Rich.
Before we continue the show, I want to say thank you to Andrew Loy. Andrew is a silver level amplifier. What does it mean to be an amplifier? Well, Andrew has visited amps.freetalklive.com, that's amps.freetalklive.com, and decided he was going to contribute $5 a month to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. You can give more than five. It's like a Patreon type thing, and you get little gifts, little perks for being an amplifier, but you shouldn't amp because of those things. You should amp because you enjoy this program. You enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective that we bring of freedom, peace, and prosperity, and you want that to spread to more people and get us onto more stations. So please visit amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And become an amplifier today. Thank you again, Andrew Loy, for your contribution. We appreciate you. Let's go to your calls and thoughts right away. We've got David calling from Kansas. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, pleasure as always. Thank you for taking my call. Always love listening to your show.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
So I want to talk about the persecution that Kanye was for speaking his mind and speaking the truth.
So you believe that Kanye West is being persecuted for speaking his mind?
I thought I got deep-stated for a second there.
I absolutely believe that he is being persecuted for speaking his mind, which he's not. No one can change my mind to tell me that Kanye West has said anything that is anti-Semitic. Recently.
I mean, he literally made a Twitter post. I can't quote it because I don't know exactly what it was.
When I wake up, going DEFCON 3 on the Jews.
Yeah, that sounds pretty anti-Semitic. And so he was on, I can't remember the podcaster's name. He's a very famous podcaster.
Rogan?
No, it was, but the guy was on Rogan. But anyways, Friedman Anyways, yeah. So he had a conversation. He had Kanye West on his podcast, and he had a conversation with him and kind of pulled more information out of Kanye. And apparently what his intention wasn't necessarily anti-Semitic. He was allegedly talking about a specific person, something like that. But the tweet itself was, I would consider it to be anti-Semitic. Whether he meant it that way or not, that's how it came across to the majority of people.
If you're talking about one specific person, you don't go DEFCON 3 exactly. On the entire group collectively.
But he's clearly, I don't know if he's being manic or if he has bipolar or if it's some other deep state stuff that's, you know, more, he's being poisoned and, you know, led to, like,
they scopled him and made him do it.
Well, they're trying to make him seem crazy, but he is kind of coming across as crazy.
There you go. There you go, Nikki. That's what they're trying to do, because if you actually go back, that tweet came after the podcast in which he had a conversation where he was talking about how the Jewish people run Hollywood. And here's the thing. The national media, and that's not just the news, but the media, that's Hollywood, that's all the freaking opinion shows, you know, Access Hollywood, whatever you want to call them. What they did is they took an excerpt from that podcast and ran with it, and they didn't talk about what he was actually saying.
So you're saying they took it out of context is what you're saying?
No.
Exactly. Because if you listen to the rest of when he's asked, would you please expand on that? He says, I'm jealous of the Jewish community. That's what he said. And he used that term. I'm jealous of the Jewish community. I'm jealous of the way they raise their families. I'm jealous of the way that they do business. I'm jealous of the fact that their community does business with each other the way I feel Black Americans should be doing business with each other rather than raping and pillaging ourselves.
Uh-huh. But I don't think that's... Okay.
And you don't see that anywhere except in places in deep, dark corners of TikTok or Instagram. You have to look for it. I've seen several videos where they have played videos of that entire podcast.
Okay.
In which he was asked to explain himself, and now the videos are disappearing.
Defend the DEFCON 3 comment, then, because that's what sparked it all, right? If you said, I'm envious of Jewish culture because of how good they are, you don't go DEFCON 3 on those people either.
The tweet isn't what sparked it. It was the conversation where he said Hollywood is ran by Jews. That was what caused it. And then when the media ran with that comment, he realized what they were doing, and he tweeted out in anger, which is wrong. He tweeted out in anger, but what he's actually trying to do is show that they're trying to destroy him because he doesn't go along with them.
Well, he shouldn't help them, though, because as he should know, as a celebrity and as someone with a large following and that's in the spotlight, you have to know to be very careful with what you post on Twitter. You know, you need to think before. He needs to think before he posts things like this,
because
it's not even that it's taken out of context. What he said was blatantly anti-Semitic. So, you know, whether that was his intention or not, or whether he was just angry or whatever it is, he's helping them. He's helping their cause of making him seem anti-Semitic and crazy.
But we've learned from things like reality television, which, in my opinion, is horrible forms of entertainment, that people love a train wreck.
Yep.
More so than they like somebody who's, you know, honorable and upstanding and,
so don't feed
that
into
kind of
it.
Thing. Well, I mean, okay, if that's what you're at. But, like, for some people, the only way to reinvent themselves is as a train wreck.
Okay. Well, mission accomplished.
And I do think... But I also do think, Nikki, in what you're saying, there is some truth to that and to what is perceived, and perception is reality. But my perception of it is that he is angry because there are Jews in Hollywood that want to see him ruined because he's not playing along. He's not going along with the narrative.
Right.
Look at the trouble that his ex-wife is in with this whole media campaign from this high fashion Italian bag maker
mm-hmm.
doing be BDSM photos with young children.
Yeah. Hey, well, Ken, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
We will find out soon. Yay, 2024.
And feel free to call again, Ken. We're just running low on time. Let's go to, we've got, I'm sorry, that was David. We have Ken now calling from Colorado. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You got about 2 minutes, so let's go.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay. Oh, boy. I spoke to you a long time ago about getting 150, 200 miles a gallon, and I think that would reduce the carbon emissions more than electric vehicles.
I remember that.
And I spoke about a month ago about what I think might have been disinformation from Ukraine and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and Malaysia Flight 17. The next day I got a text from Apple saying that there was unauthorized use of my device on my phone. They wanted me to identify myself, say that I was not a robot, and I had to copy whatever text that they sent me.
Right, yeah.
The so,
two-factor authentication or whatever it is?
Yeah, they wanted me to authenticate. Yeah. And as far as things are going now, I mean, like, the big issues for me as far as, like, everybody voting and talking about this election, inflation is huge for me.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about the Patriot Act, about how unconstitutional it is. Nobody wants to dissolve it. All the presidents say they, you know, they're going to do all these great things for us.
None of them do.
They say they're going to dissolve. Give the 28 pages of the 9/11 report to the American public. I think President Trump gave one page.
Libertarians have been talking about the Patriot Act and the unconstitutionality of it since it was first passed.
Since it was first proposed.
Sure. And that conversation has gone nowhere with the vast majority of people.
Right. Yeah, it's an unpopular topic. Hey, Ken, feel free to call back on another night when you've got more time. We appreciate the call. We're just out of time for this evening. If you missed any part of tonight's show, visit us over at freetalklive.com for a full replay. Thank you to Nikki. Thank you to Richie Rich for joining me tonight. Thank you to all of our callers and, of course, our listeners. Peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.